mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three of this live Thursday edition, the 17th of March, 05. It's the 18th of March in some time zones around the globe. All right, I want to get into, well, the situation we're facing with China and with Russia. And the U.S. House has again backed an even larger defense budget than Lord Bush wanted. It's at all-time record highs. Over half of the budget total of the government expenditures goes into military spending now. And much of that's being focused inwardly upon the American people, not on the borders and not against China and Russia and others. Bush talks all day about defending democracy, defending countries, kicking out, you know, corrupt governments. And, I mean, you talk about the devil calling one of his demons evil. I mean, this is the equivalent of Satan criticizing Lucifer. It's the same thing. And that's just human nature. If you're not involved in your government, if you're not in control of your government, you're going to get tyrants. Powerful people that want more power and control, who can never get enough, are going to get in control of those levers of power, and they're going to enslave you. China is a thug-run police state. Russia is a thug-run police state. America is a thug-run system trying to set up a police state, trying to silence dissent, trying to corporately loot the economy. And you've got different brands of tyranny, but they all basically are run the same, just a little bit different mechanisms of control. And our government and the global corporations are in love with the criminal Chinese. You can call them communist. I mean, does that even apply? You've got the generals and the elite over there and a few families running everything, living in giant palatial manors, while the average people, you know, work for maybe 50 cents a day in all these factories churning out goods that are then sold here and displace Americans. But Bush isn't worried about China. He's not worried. No. He's worried about Venezuela, which is doing a great job for its people, which is building schools and is giving people back their private property that was stolen by the fascistas, that really is helping the people in a populist-type system. No, they call them hardcore evil commies that have got to be destroyed, and they've had attempted assassinations on Chavez. Meanwhile, Russia's putting the red stars back on their vehicles. Russia's grabbing people's private property. Russia's killing members of the press. Russia is helping arm Pakistan and North Korea and others, but it doesn't matter because Rumsfeld was on the board of ABB when they transferred the reactors to North Korea. And more of our jobs. I mean, the trade deficit with China grows, but it's roughly doubling every 5 years. I mean, that's almost exponential. It's geometric. It's huge. And so really, this global system is not free market. And you could call it fascist if you wanted to. Really, I believe that the socialists tell you that socialism leads to communism. No, communism doesn't exist unless you're talking about honeybees or other communal insects. No, socialism leads to fascism. You always get a socialist government or a violent overthrow and you go right to communism. And it's always the same thing, a tiny elite running everything. So see, we've all been given false political terms to where we can't even communicate with each other. And all these well-meaning, intelligent people still play along with this false model. And that's why things just get worse and worse. China loves the globalist. China made the deals with the neocons back in the 70s with Nixon and Ambassador Bush. And I'm going to break down what's really happening and go over the latest military saber-rattling by the parasitic Chinese elite. And we will take your calls. So about a five-minute diatribe, and then your calls on the other side at 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. PoliceState3Total.net. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this third hour of global transmission against the worldwide tyranny. I am your wartime broadcaster in the battle for the Republic, chronicling and tracking the criminal activities of the global elite. Until about 100 years ago, governments were looked at according to the type of leadership they had. Was it a plutocracy? A tiny intelligentsia holding all the wealth, manipulating the population? Was it a monarchy with a particular hereditary family ruling over the population through their mercantile systems that are not free market? And then, you know, the people all have the debate. Does this give us more freedom or less freedom? Well, Thomas Jefferson, a populist, you know, have private property in the people's hands, have local control, don't have a powerful central government, have a free market, versus the Alexander Hamilton model of have a big central bank run and we need our own king, and you have an elite plutocracy of plutocrats who have a free market but only limited amongst themselves, not for the general population. The real political paradigm isn't left and right. Up until 105 years ago or so, this is what was taught. You had feudalism on one end and whatever type of dictatorship or monarchy or plutocracy that was running it. But you had feudalism. The people basically are slaves on the land or in the government's factories that are controlled by private interest. And we could get things done. We could fight tyrants. We could have continual renaissance because we knew everything was looked at from that perspective. Then openly, the big banks, starting about 150 years ago, but then they switched the paradigm about 100 years ago, financed the new schools of economics. And really, they repackaged mercantilism. And I've had top, you know, former World Bank economist and top, I mean, congressmen, senators on, other economists, they go, wow, yes, you get it. You're absolutely right. That's what we have is neo-mercantilism. And mercantilism is, and this is really so simple, and we'll go to your calls. Mercantilism was developed about 300 years ago by the French. And this was a way that the French royal family was able to maintain control over the exploding Renaissance and all the new wealth and all the new industries and all the industries that those industries created by licensing and admiralty law and their own uniform commercial code. And it was set up to where you could do business, but you had to be licensed through the king or queen or through their emissaries, through their licensees under subgroups, you know, the British East India Company. Mercantilism, folks. The Dutch-British East India Company. And so it wasn't free market. It was a system set up to get control of this exploding new economy that was creating, for the first time in world history, a large middle class. Before, you had a tiny servant elite, maybe 7-8%, serving the 0.5%, and then you had 90%+ that were total, absolute, starving to death slaves in most cases, and they have the feudal handbooks on how to keep your serfs under control. You may have plenty of food, you don't give it to them. You have tons of land, you don't give it to them. It's about control. That's why all these nobles are into dog breeding and horse breeding, and you know, it's all about manipulation. It's their pleasure, it's their control, it's what they do. And so people got wise to mercantilism. Mercantilism would, let's say, allow, and that's what globalism is today. One reason we had the Revolutionary War. In America, in the 13 colonies, we were not allowed to produce value-added products of any type. They would send redcoats to your house, your factory, and arrest you if you were mass-producing shovels, mass-producing plows, mass-producing guns, mass-producing anything. Literally, you were only allowed to grow raw things, raw materials. Those were then shipped to England to be value-added, that is, produced and turned into complex products. And this is how they got control, because they were global. It was a global empire. And the British had the mercantile system, the French had it, the Austrians had it, the Russians had it, and it allowed a centralized system. And then they called it, when people got wise to it, capitalism. And so you can point at capitalism and go, it's corrupt, it's not fair. People get confused, capitalism with free market. It's two separate birds. They're both birds, but it's like a duck and a sparrow. I mean, totally different in almost every respect. And then the big banks funded Karl Marx and Engels and others to put out really a modern mercantilism, but the people were getting mad, folks. Mercantilism, which was neo-feudalism, was making them very angry. And they hadn't gotten total mercantilism in place soon enough to get rid of any middle class that the underclass could climb out of, the slave class, the proles, the proletariat. And so they funded them, and they went over through their cousins, the czars, and put it in Russia and did all this, and all these poor, well-meaning people that would have gotten freedom, thought it was good, and it was a nightmare. And look at China, supposed communism. Then you end up with a few families owning and running everything. The Fortune 500 love them. They all move there. move their factories there. But they're not a threat. They're not bad. They're not Red China anymore. Well, they never really were Red China. It was command and control China, command and control Russia. And then they use the old commie word for Chavez in Venezuela and somebody in Africa who doesn't want the UN in there bossing them around. And they do all of this. And so I wanted to expose the hypocrisy of all of this. You've got the IMF that's, quote, liberal, founded by the same people. They're all against Paul Wolfowitz being the head of the World Bank. Then you've got the World Bank, which is, quote, the right-wing group. But if you look at their policies and the countries and corporations that invest, and it's all the same crowd. It's the same people. It's a staged event. And these groups don't go in and just give people money to help them. They come in and say, and we've had top people on from their own organization here to talk about it. We have the documents. We're going to give you $5 billion, but you sign here and say you'll sign over all your water, all of these peasants' private property, all of your roads, all of your government works, everything, and then wink, wink, they tell the dictator or the leader to take most of the money. He moves to Switzerland or Spain or New York. Once they're there, then the loans are called in, and they go in and they grab everything. And they actually hope in IMF and World Bank documents that came out 3 years ago for riots to ensue. Then they get to even have a bigger police state and arrest people they don't like, whether they're populists or liberals or conservatives, patriots, whoever. They go around, death squads kill everybody, and they put people in camps, and they do this everywhere. This is what you do. They know we're not going to. And see, now they're going to do that here in America. And they're masters at this. And I just wanted to illustrate how the Pentagon will sell old junker destroyers, I mean 35, 40 years old, to Taiwan. They will sell them Vietnam-era anti-aircraft missiles. They will sell them the old M-60 tanks. I mean, it's a joke. Meanwhile, China gets all the cruise missile diagrams. Not to just buy cruise missiles from us. Oh, no, you can have our designs, our helicopter designs. Bush took all controls off of supercomputers. Bill Clinton sent a few, last-generation, decade-old computers, which was bad enough for nuclear weapon design. Bush, and then Clinton was evil, and Clinton is bad. Well, he was. Corporate New World Order shill. Totally bad. I ranted and raved. Now you will never hear it discussed that Bush, 3 years ago, took every control off of what is sent to China. Everything. Just have it all. And now they've lined up masses of troops. They're talking. Last week they passed the authorization to invade Taiwan. And here's Bush. We got to invade Iraq. We got to invade Iran. We got to invade Syria. We got to invade Somalia. We got to invade all these places because they don't have freedom. And whether those countries are good or bad, I mean, a lot of them are run by thugs. That's the nature of the world. It doesn't mean that the bigger thugs get to come in, and then they set up stuff even worse once the globalists come in. So Russia is planning for war to defend Syria and Iran. And we've got a bunch of reports here where they're openly working together. This is out of Moscow News. Russian Army Chief arrives in China ahead of joint war games. Russia's Army Chief Yuri Bolgovinsky has arrived in China for a four-day visit, Chinese state media reports said, and her plans to lay out the joint military exercises between the two countries. The Chief of General Staff was expected to hold talks with the state and military leaders. And it goes on, they are drilling. Russia is drilling to back up China in an invasion of Taiwan. I mean, this is incredible. And his trip is named Bringing the Neighbors Closer to Military and Boost Cooperation Between Them. And they will hold their first ever joint military exercise in August or September this year, and what officials said would help them bring and coordinate the first fight against terrorism. Oh, it's to fight terrorism. We'll come back and take your calls. I mean, this is unbelievable. And guess what? Guess who wasn't invited to Bush's inauguration of liberty, 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 freedom, freedom, freedom? He said over 40 times those two terms together. The Taiwanese. Well, we don't want to offend the bloodthirsty Chinese.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The dollars range from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
All right, John, William, Travis, your calls are coming up right now. Then I'll get more into what China and Russia are doing. Let's go ahead and go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I alternately cheer and cringe when I listen to you, and I support you in much of what you're doing. But I just have a really disheartening fear that in phase two of this Project Renew American Century plans of this Bush gang's neocons, they see Iraq, Syria, and Iran as just the kind of appetizers. This kind of
they say that's the bridge to then lead them into Asia.
Exactly. So as horrendous as this slaughter is, the lies that we've been manipulated into those wars, I think we've got to be on guard against the idea that they are putting China and North Korea on the back burner only temporarily to have them appease us, appease this gang of...
John, let me stop you right there. Now, please don't tell me that China and Russia aren't run by thugs.
I'm not talking about that. As you said, they will frame up any country that they see as an obstacle to their mad plans for world domination.
No, listen. Obviously, the globalists, but what I'm saying is, the very globalists that are doing all this, the very neocons, want to ship all our jobs over there. Why are they building China up if they're not planning to fight them? I think they're going to let China, they're going to have a controlled war. They're going to let China have Taiwan while the globalists go into North Korea. This stuff's all staged, John.
Yeah, but I think we've got to stop parroting their propaganda. I was reading on ZMAG.org, a North Korean specialist.
Let me stop you. I'm not parroting their propaganda. China really is arming of the teeth. China really is threatening to attack Taiwan. China really did pass this law last week. China really does threaten to nuke us in their newspapers.
Well, look, the United States has 10,000 nuclear weapons. It has been threatening to use them. It has the only country that has used them. And here we have North Korea depicted as the supposed threat to us. And this specialist on, I think it was ZMAG.org, pointed out their own newspapers have been saying, we in no way want a confrontation with the United States. We are not threatening the United States.
No, they've been saying that. Our controlled media takes it out of context.
And then they said we are looking at the example of what happened in the disarming of Iraq and its constantly openness to these inspectors over a 12-year period.
But
it only got them to slaughter and destruction.
John, this is how it works. They point out the cesspools of tyranny. The globalists want to turn America into North Korea. They want to turn America into China. The UN gives awards to China. And the UN is owned by the same corporate elite, run by the same corporate elite. So what I'm telling you is there's a level above all of this, John.
All I'm saying is that phase two of PNAC, which is on the back burner now, is
what you're saying
China,
is you're set your
China.
Ways, and you can't get outside this paradigm.
No, I'm just saying that this would be an even more genocidal war. We've got to be just as skeptical of the kinds of lies and propaganda that they're ultimately going to set up.
Yes, there's no reason to go to war with North Korea if we're not going to go to war with Pakistan, who our government armed.
Yes, I'm just saying that...
John, let me ask you a question. Why do you think the globalists armed Pakistan?
Well, against India at that time, I imagine, because India was acting somewhat independently for a period of time. It's all a matter of, whoever is the bad guy. Simply, those are not being the IMF, the World Bank, neocons.
And that's actually the right answer. That's just good. I mean, I'm not saying I have all the answers, but that's true. The British, for over 150 years, always staged stuff in Pakistan as a way to threaten India, and I want this to sink in. Our government would help develop nuclear weapons and delivery systems of stuff that can hit parts of the U.S. just to keep India in line when India is not threatening anyone.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm just saying that this anti-communist label, if they switch the label from anti-terrorism back to anti-communism,
communism even exists?
No, I don't, but I'm saying that that's not the issue. They will use the pretext of anti-communism. Many of these neocons like Wolfowitz and Pearl have a long-standing using of that label to justify the Vietnam War, the Korean War, every war, every intervention, every support for death squads before they joined up with the
Let me be specific. So you admit that the Russian Revolution and all that was a fraud.
No, I do not.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I do not, because I think to dishonor people who fight, and even if it was hijacked by Stalin and perverted by Stalin, I think that it was a genuine opposition to, and it was attacked by the 14 capitalist countries.
Hey, Lenin killed, that's ridiculous. Lenin killed a lot of people.
Read Michael Parenti, read Howard Zinn and others. This is known that the United States and 14 capitalist countries.
You know, that's why we're going to lose. Hey, let me tell you something, John. Thanks for the call. We're going to lose the fight against the New World Order if the lefties like you don't get your heads out of the dirt. If you do not get your brain fully activated and realize the bankers control it all. They give you false choices. Give me a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit the Power
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Show me a case in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, where communists don't kill millions of people. Communist China today, whatever you want to call it, command and control China today, is putting in national ID cards, forced abortions, all of it. It's another command and control system. The globalists are masters of giving you different command and control systems with different labels, and then you think you have a choice. I'll go to your calls in a moment, but here's the analogy. They've done a lot of scientific tests with rats and mice, because they breed quickly. They have like a 16-day cycle. They are very similar in their metabolism. That's the proper term, to humans. That is in drug treatments and many other things. They've done a lot of psychological and societal testing, the political scientists have, with rats. Rats have wars. Rats behave quite similar to us, even more so than dogs. I don't know if you wanted to hear that, but it's really true. No, I'm not saying we come from rats. I'm just talking about it. Pigs and rats, very similar. Okay. Pigs and rats. Yes, I'll add the pig part, too. It's just scientific. The point is, they put colonies of rats in these giant contained mazes. The government does, and corporate systems fund think tanks to do this, and universities do it. And I've seen a lot of these studies. They're very interesting. They put rats in these big contained mazes that have an area where they're fed, that have an area for them to swim, that, I mean, it might be 10, 15 levels. It's like a rat skyscraper. And they put little toys for the rats and the rest of it, and they put in a certain number of rats, watch them breed, watch them overpopulate, watch them have wars, watch them eat each other, watch disease break out. They've done all this. They've done all different sorts of different tests. But one of the big studies they've done many, many times to study our behavior is, and really now our cities are being tested like this. They treat us just like rats. We're all under mass manipulation. It's all part of the MKUltra and other allied programs to test us, to, you know, to change our mindset, to change our belief systems. If you put these rats in, and you put wild rats from the outside that know that there is a way out, that know that there's a world outside of the maze, and you make it of a material that's really hard to chew out of, I mean, it could be like 3 feet of oak, or it can be just thin, the rats will chew through it. They will systematically never stop until they get out of the maze. But you take rats and you put newborns in there, you put juveniles in there, out of cages that don't know that there's a wider world, they will live their lives thinking they have choices. They can go left, right, back, forward, down, up, you know, 10, 15 levels. They believe that this is their universe. They believe that this is their world. They believe that this is the total of the system. And they will never question it. And this is exactly what our modern world is today. We have been born into this control. It's getting worse and worse each generation. People accept that I can be a liberal, I can be a conservative, or I can be a libertarian. But I've got to operate within the terms and names and systems they give us. How do I know that we can get outside the rat maze, get outside the box? Because the globalists give us false maps of the mind. Another analogy is the globalists, the controllers, the social engineers and architects, the dehumanizers, are very adept at creating false maps of the mind. Systems we're taught, you know, like a computer. The brain is a computer, complex computer. Garbage in, garbage out. And so they've given us false terms, false names, a false paradigm. But the globalists have to communicate with each other. The tiny one-half of 1% or less technocracy has to be able to navigate the real world and maintenance the box we're in. They're outside the box. Okay? They also go inside the box. You know, they live amongst us, but they operate and upkeep the box and make changes when need be, and retrofit the box, so they have to get outside of it. They know. And so they have manuals, they have documents, they have think tank reports. All of this is public. And so all I've done over the years, and I do this till 2, 3 in the morning many nights, and I don't come here and, you know, bore you with reading 20 pages of it. We post it, we talk about it, we read a lot of it, we cover it, we have guests on about it. But you can go read all this, you can go see what they're doing. And it's just all out in the open. We're creating a world government. We're going to take your guns. We're going to have a one-child policy. We're going to forcibly drug half of you in the next phase, and the next phase. Everyone will be forcibly drugged. We're going to take all your private property. We're going to wall off all the major highways so you can't get to rural areas, to shut down all those towns. I mean, they openly say you're going to be swiping a card to buy and sell. This will track and trace and control you. We're going to do all this. We're going to put everybody in big compact cities and little bitty apartments. And I can read what they said 20 years ago. They've done it. Now I'm reading what they say they'll do in the next 10. They're doing it. And because I'm reading the architects and the technicians' manuals. It's that simple. It, you know, it's like if somebody that doesn't know how to work on an air conditioner, and I walk over and even tell, let's say, a Aborigine from Tasmania, and I say, what is this? He'll go, I don't know. It's a box. It's a machine. You know, he might know that much in 2005. It's a box. It's a machine. He's not going to know what it is. Now, I have a little more knowledge. I know it's an air conditioner. I know this is the fan and the pump. But I don't know how to fix it. I have to get a manual, get the parts. You know, it's easier to get a technician. Oh, so the point is that we waste our time in these arguments for the general public. They're still in the matrix. They're still in the box. And you try to go, no. You know, these terms are wrong you're using. They don't know any better. All right, I'll shut up. Just that's the point. Let's go to William in Oregon, then Travis and others. William, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Good show, as usual. Hey, a couple of things here. First of all, when are you going to release your CD for martial law? When's that coming out?
It is being mastered right now and going to be mass-produced next week, and the week after that we'll have it for sale.
Okay.
I might, I don't want to offer it until I've got them and make sure they work good. And this is a DVD-9.
No problem.
By the way, it's going to be 3 hours long.
Well, speaking of which, I spent the past couple of days watching part one, part two, part three, and I cannot agree with you more. It is your masterpiece, and I'm going to tell you right here and now, that needs to go. Every film festival in the world needs to get out there. If Fahrenheit candy-coated 9/11 can get out there and do what it did, yours will take down everything. And I encourage you from the bottom of my heart and soul, God willing, you can get that out there. I think that is top.
Well, it's a catch-22. It's a catch-22. I need to be here to do the radio show, to make the Arnold ads, to do the TV show, to carry out the trash, to pay checks, to put light bulbs in. I can't go to film festivals.
What can we do? I mean, I'd rather see you put a week of replay shows on and follow through with it. This to me.
Well, I mean, you're right. If I took it to a bunch of film festivals, it would get critically acclaimed, and I'd sell a lot more and get the word out to more people. You're right.
Well, but I'm just saying is that there's got to be somebody out there, a volunteer, somebody who wants to take this on. There's got to be, with the contacts you know and the people that love you and support you and believe in you, this to me is dynamite that needs to be lit, period. I want to go back to that last guy that called John. All I can say to him, if he's listening, is, and perhaps you'll agree with me, he needs to learn about Albert Pike and how orchestrated so much is in this world, and I'm behind you on that
well,
you, aspect of
you're
it.
You're talking about a technician who in 1878 said everything that's happened.
Well, it's a blueprint, you know, and he's one of the earlier globalists, I guess you'd call him, at this stage of the game. Now, another guy I found out about recently, you might have heard of him, there's a guy named Viet Dinh, V-I-E-T-D-I-N-H.
Yeah, he's the guy that wrote much of the Patriot Act. He was the assistant attorney general.
Right, I just... couldn't believe he works for News Corp and Fox. Just amazing. I just did a little history on him and then learned
about it's a revolving door. Most of the people at CNN and Fox who are high level are former Justice Department or current CIA. That's even come out in the mainstream news.
Well, Alex, we got to really figure out, and I've been racking my brain, but you know people out there, and I'm sure somebody would step up to the plate and get this out there. For you, this film is too powerful to go away. I mean, I am so impressed. I give you all the accolades. You actually, and your three-point part with Gergen, priceless. That look on your face, that little grin, it is priceless. I just want to thank you for being able to achieve what you did. And I'm really grateful. Nothing happened to you in New York, so God was on your side.
God is with us. God bless you, my friend.
All right.
And vile con Dios to you. Go with God. But, since he brought it up, I'm just going to briefly plug it, then we'll go to your other calls. Listen, this film will not be seen, and it's up to you. If you will order the video, do not wait for the DVD. Get the DVD. Give the VHS to somebody when you get the DVD. You know, we need your support. Get it out now. You look at the exponential growth curve of these videos. Let's say 1,000 videos go out. And let's say half of you make 10 copies. And then half the people you give those copies to make copies. I've done the math. I mean, one video turns into thousands. Thousands turn into millions. And I could care less about the money. That's why I say make copies, get it out to people. My goal, my thrill, is waking people up and warning folks. And, in case the globalists did something to me or in case they were going to blow something else up, and you never know when they're going to do it, that's why I didn't wait. I said, VHS, I can get this out immediately. I can start printing copies right now. Get the VHS. Order the VHS right now, and then in 2 weeks, because, you know, I don't sell stuff until I got it. Then in 2 weeks when I get the DVD, order it. I said it'd have about 5 minutes of extras. I couldn't help myself. It's got 25 minutes. The film is now 3 hours and like 25 seconds long with the extras. And the extras are pretty good, but do not wait, folks. Get the VHS. Quite frankly, we need your support. So look at it as a donation. But get it and start making copies now. Plus, a DVD 9 is hard to make copies of. There's ways to do it. They have little. Actually, they have cheap converters now. They have like $50 DVD burners where you can burn DVD 9s. The problem is a DVD 9 is, you know, it'll carry 3 hours. A DVD 5 will only carry about 110 minutes. So this is a DVD 9, which a lot of your longer movies, you know, that you buy at the store are on. It's a high-quality process. You don't lose any quality. You keep the quality by doing this. And it costs me more, but hey, c'est la vie. The goal is getting the information out. Martial Law is my best film. It's got to be seen. And if you'll order it and if you'll make copies of it faithfully and get it out to people, I hate to use an Iranian analogy, but after they kicked Mossadegh out, put the Shah in, and they had the mullahs take over, I don't support them either. But the point is, they took over with cassette tapes. Copies of cassette tapes. Somebody making a cassette tape, them making a cassette tape, a cassette tape, a cassette tape. Underground. Because all the flashy lies all day long, once people see the fraud, they don't go along with it. So, I mean, these are powerful folks, and I'm not calling for the overthrow. I want our government back. I want the criminals out. I want to restore the constitutional republic. And I just want to stop the globalists from carrying out more terror attacks and accelerating the police state any faster. So call and get Martial Law. Got a bunch of other videos that are on discount that are excellent as well. And if you get 3 videos, you get a discount on Martial Law and on the other 2 videos. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones. The film's $25.95. They have the shipping. Write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Get that video, all my other videos, my book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV reports I do every week. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a great tool, and you can tune out of the mainstream media and just watch the TV show and the stuff on there. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go ahead now and talk to Travis. Travis, you're calling us from?
Seattle.
Seattle, Washington.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I wanted to add a few things for that John, that caller. I believe, this is my opinion, but I believe people do the best they can for what they know. And if you lock somebody in a closet for 20 years and you let them out, how are they going to behave?
They're going to bump into things.
That's right. They're going to behave the best they can for what they know. And that's what most people are, is manipulated into this by the puppet masters, the European bankers and such. Anyhow, what else do I want to say? Oh, I do your stuff inexpensively, and I probably shouldn't let this out of the bag, but I just dub it off in Windows Media Player. And I explain to people when I hand it to them, if they have a computer, click on Windows Media Player, and they can watch it.
Well, why shouldn't you let it out of the bag? I'm glad people are going to PrisonPlanet.tv. It doesn't cost me anything when people download it and start burning copies.
Oh, yeah, just get your
My goal is to get this out.
Yeah, I get the subscription to your website, and I pay my 15 cents a day, which barely covers your cost. I know that. And that's what I do. And I haven't done very many copies because I haven't had time, and I got a slow burner, and I'm not real into the currency. Otherwise, I would go ahead and buy the DVDs from you. But I guess that's all beside the point. The lady that you were talking about, I did call into your show, and I said that she was typical. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger's spokeswoman. And she is typical. She said she was raised by a military family, and she was into like a money-changing business of some sort, some accountant or something of that nature, and she doesn't know what she's doing. She's doing the best she can for what she knows. But if she pulls her head out of her butt, she'd realize what's going on.
No, please watch the language. Are you talking about Morgenthaler Jones?
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, yeah.
Well, she's a big 100 millionaire, and I think she's pretty slick.
Yeah, but I don't really know that she knows what she's doing, Alex. I'm not convinced of that, because even some of these elite people, when they're born into these families, it's like, okay, Junior, we're the elite. We have to rule over the masses. And that's all they know when they get to be an adult. So they think that's their job. So I think they're conditioned, and this is...
No, I agree. A lot of the elite are in their own little cage.
Yeah, yeah. They're a legend in their own mind. We'll just put it that way.
And it's all about status. I mean, they revel in looking good and being
right.
at the party and everyone. I mean, their egos drive them.
That's what a lot of us do, because in school, what do they got? Show and tell time. Look at me, look at me, look at me. That's what everybody...
Well, I mean, school, in public schools, you don't learn how to be upstanding and intelligent and do good things. It's all about who's cool.
Right, well, that, and it's, people don't know a luxury from a necessity. They confuse the two of them. So that's the way things are going.
Well, money means absolutely nothing to me other than...
Alex, just if I can eat, I'm good.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I like nice cars because they don't break down. And
well, I can fix my car if it breaks down myself.
And I like a comfortable, you know, comfortable couch, and you know, but I don't have big plasma TVs. And
I got an old van out here, and I got one just like it beside it, and I just take parts off of that one when I need a part for the other.
Good to hear from you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
One last call, Ron in New York. You're on the air, Ron. Go ahead.
Alex, will you tell that real quick? Will you tell that caller that the global government above our government, running our government, running everything? The question is, what's the percentage of...
It doesn't matter if the elite tells him that. He doesn't get it.
Yeah, but what is the percentage of the American people in the government that are Americans, that high up military intelligence people that are Americans, they want an American government that that oppose or would oppose these people.
Well, before they started announcing the world government, they said it doesn't exist. Kooks talk about it. Good citizens don't discuss it. Then they announce it, and people still have it in their head that it's politically incorrect to talk about it, so they just deny it exists because people already like to procrastinate and deny something's happening, and so people go quietly into the night.
But is there a percentage of military and intelligence people in our government that are aware of this and are ready to oppose it or are opposing it and will do it even in the ultimate way?
There are a lot of people, but see, that's why the globalists move incrementally. You know, the old frog in the boiling water, it jumps out, put him in cold water, turn it up slow, he boils to death.
Well, then the ultimate answer then is what? That they're not going to be able to, it's not going to be done that way.
Well, a lot of people cop out and go, I'm waiting for the Russian troops to come down the street, and then I'll do something. But until then, I'll let them put my kids on drugs, and I'll let them take my private property, and I'll let them toll road me to drive anywhere, and I'll... That's the problem. Thanks for the call. That is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. That's the thing that we're dealing with, the problem that we are facing as a nation, as a country. And something needs to be done about it. We need to resist it. We need to get involved. We need to say no to this. All right, folks, I am here looking at all this news that I didn't have time to get to. I mean, I've got just ridiculous stuff everywhere. Where a lot of towns are saying that they're going to ban smoking if you work for the government, and private corporations are saying, and then next will be fattening foods, and your new national ID card to the sales tax will track that. New Asian quake threat warning, BBC, a buildup of stress on faults in Sumatra following the Indonesian earthquake is likely to trigger another large quake and perhaps a tsunami. That is a claim made by Nature by a team at the University of Ulster, UK. The slip that caused this year's devastating quake placed increased stress on the Sumatra Fault and on the adjunct undersea Sudan Trench. A new rupture could trigger a magnitude 7.75 quake on land and magnitude 8.5 quake beneath the sea, they say. The 2004 earthquake occurred within the deep, flat Indian plate slipped under the Burma plate. And continuing here again, this is out of the Novosti Russian News Agency. The chief Russian general staff, Yuri Bologunsky, left for China to settle a scandal over the first Russian-Chinese military exercise, Commonwealth 05, which is due to be held this fall off the Yellow Sea. And it's a drill to take over Taiwan. And does Bush say a word? He says nothing. He's going to put his boy, Paul Wolfowitz, to replace James Wolfenstein in control of the World Bank. That way they can control how the money's doled out around the world to get control of these countries as well. And Bush is out stumping Reuters reports defending his fake news packages. It says his defensive packages, which are designed to look like television news segments, came after they were deemed a form of covert propaganda and to be illegal by the Government Accounting Office watchdog agency. And Bush says, hey, I'm going to keep doing it. Great new precedent being set there. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And be sure and get the new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless.
Introduced.